Thank you, Mr. President. It is my pleasure to congratulate you on the assumption of this important office again and to reassure you of my delegation's full and constructive support. Also, I would like to welcome the newly arrived colleagues to this august body. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union yesterday. 2020 and 2021 will likely make history as the years when life as we knew it paused to a large degree due to a pandemic that has been testing the patience and resolve of our societies in unprecedented ways. While exposing the fragility of life, it also unveiled some of the best aspects of human nature, including our ability to flexibly adapt to new challenges, to cooperate in multilateral contexts, and to find innovative and creative solutions to new problems. We should use this positive spirit and dynamism also in this august body. Although its inherent difficulties, impasses, and antagonisms are not exactly new, a return to pragmatism and positive thinking is always possible, and it is never too late for a new start. Mr. President, peace and security are one of the main drivers for international cooperation and the very reason for us being here. The challenges and perspectives for the year 2021 that is ahead of us are manifold, and I just want to name a few. The NPT Review Conference, critical for the future success of nuclear disarmament and the non-proliferation regime. The future of the New START Treaty, the last remaining nuclear arms control instrument. The need to protect the integrity of international law against ongoing efforts to undermine it, for example, through the use or threat of use of WMD, such as chemical weapons, as means to project and exert power. The risk of flaring up of regional tensions and conflicts. The nuclear proliferation concerns as to North Korea and Iran. The modernization of nuclear arsenals by almost all nuclear powers. The development and weaponization of new and revolutionary technologies in AI and QC, so quantum computing, that is. Outer space as a new potential domain for conflict. And destabilizing developments in the cyberspace. A very long list, Mr. President. All of these issues relate in one way or another to our agenda in the CD. So let us use the scarce time effectively to make things happen and not to block the ample goodwill that exists in this chamber. Mr. President, as time is precious, I will now dive right into the heart of the matter, that is, how this body plans to organize its work in 2021. The good thing is that we neither have to reinvent the wheel nor to abandon principled national positions to do so. Generations of dedicated and committed diplomats have staked out ways of how to overcome the impasse that has been plaguing this institution for too long, and to narrow down differences. Almost all stones have been turned in efforts to sketch out procedural alleys which pay due respect to the mandate and the rules of procedure of the CD. It nowadays takes a pundit to dig into the full history of all those exercises. We thus heard with great relief that your presidency, in close collaboration with the following five presidencies of this season, has chosen a common sense approach to bring this body back to work, avoiding any red lines and building on consensual elements of the past. And with work, I do not mean endless debates about lofty goals or vague procedural questions, but concrete work on the core items on our agenda. the package, Mr. Chairman, you are proposing to overcome this deadlock, and we are grateful that you circulated it so early, is far from being ideal. But it is clearly a way to engage constructively on the issues that are so pertinent to global peace and security. As our foreign minister declared it at the January 6 meeting of the countries supporting the Stockholm Initiative, and I quote, "If we seize the opportunity and make full use of the Perspectives 2021 offer, we can put diplomacy back on track towards a world without nuclear weapons. 2021 can be a watershed year for nuclear disarmament." With that, I would like to thank you, Mr. President.